And okay, what do you have for us today?
Well, I have three things. One is from the Hockey Heroes Challenge that was here every year, all the way up to about 2011. The artifact I have is two of them from that. In 2001, they had the Old Timers Hockey Challenge, it's called. And I brought my son, who at that time was, I think, around about like five. And what happens is they have a program, and if your number gets called, you get to go to the dressing room, and the players sign autographs for you, which is really fantastic because they're amazing players. So anyways, we got selected, and here's a picture of my son, Robert, with Marcel Dion.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, yeah. And Marcel actually signed this puck for my son. Old-timer hockey heroes, and he put the year of his induction to the Hockey Hall of Fame, 1992, on the bottom.
Wow.
So I thought it was really, really nice of him to do that, and it really made my son's day, you know. It was really amazing to have a, you know, something signed by, you know, a Hall of Fame hockey player.
Absolutely.
And, of course, Marcel Dion played his junior career here in St. Catharines. On the back, you'll notice Michael Burgess, famous singer. He was also on the team. He liked hockey a lot. He's actually signed on the back of the puck. So I also have, and it's over there, a poster. And it's the exact poster that was actually hanging here in the Rex Steiner's Arena, Garden City Arena. The exact poster for that event. It was in February of 2001. And so there's the poster there. And after the game was over, I was so thrilled by what happened, I took the poster with me and kept it, and it's framed, and I guess I just took a picture of it over there.
Amazing.
Yeah, so it's really quite amazing. Those were really, really good events.
Yeah.
And I had them every year, usually in February, and just amazing hockey stars were here, like just incredible. So it was very thrilling for me. And my son, too, and the family. Oh, thank you. So there you go. There is the actual poster there. And that's Frank Pavlich. He didn't make it to that event, but Gilbert Perreault, I believe, was there. And then Marcel Dion. Actually, maybe just Marcel was the only one there, those three. But that's the poster itself that was hung on the door just downstairs here, advertising the event. Yeah. So that was that event. Yeah. Do you have any questions about it or anything?
Just tell me a bit more about this Hockey Heroes event.
Okay, so it's called the Old Timers Hockey Challenge. And it goes across Canada and maybe some parts of the States too. And it's old-timer hockey players, hockey players who retired. And they're very famous, very well-known, many of them. So it's quite amazing to see them all play together. And so every year, they would come to St. Catharines, they'd go to Toronto, they would go to, you know, Vancouver, all the way to Halifax, all over the place. And they would play a game that's for charity. So they'd be playing against, I think, like the firefighters, yeah, the torch team, police firefighter team. And just amazing to see them play, because even though they retired, they're still fantastic hockey players. So the real highlight is if you can get called down in between intermissions to get signed, and I have here programs that were actually signed. You can see here, two of them from Toronto. I didn't get called in Toronto, but here's in, trying to read upside down here. This is Gilbert Perreault, I think. I just found my glasses here. Oh well, here somewhere.
Oh, your glasses? Yeah. Right there.
Oh, they're there. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I have the same problem.
So, yeah, that's year 2000. Okay, but here's the year I was talking about, 2001. And this is the program that they actually signed for this. Marcel Dion signed it. And, oh, there's so many other great players that signed it.
This is incredible.
Yeah, I'll take it out. This is the actual program that they signed. So if you get called, you get to go down to the dressing room, and the players will sign the program for you. A big thrill for me and my son to do it.
I was going to say, what was that like for your son?
Oh, just fantastic. He was so overjoyed. Yeah. And he really, really... he wouldn't really know them like I would know them, but just that he saw them play and they're really good.
Absolutely.
So here they would... Ron Hogart, he's the referee. He was really funny. He's like the master of ceremonies. Really, really nice guy. Jimmy Mam, played with Winnipeg. He did a lot with this in terms of organizing it. So he was a very nice guy to meet. He was an enforcer in the NHL. He was a real tough guy, but a real nice guy in real life. Steve Shutt, of course. All the way through, his autographs. Oh, well, Bobby Hull, that's a printed one, but I have Bobby Hull's autograph. He was not at this event, but at another one. It's hard to really read them. Okay, so I'll stop there with that.
So, yeah. I was going to say, you have the programs from 2000, 2001. How long did the span coming into St. Catharines?
How long did...
Did it, like, span coming into St. Catharines? Like, how many... Just a rough estimate, like...
How many years?
Yeah, was it coming
there? Good question. I think it's been going on even before I knew it. So, probably from sometime in the 90s, I would say. I started doing it in 1999. So, all I know is from here, the year 2000... all the way to 2000 and I think 11 or 12 around that time. So it was like, 12 years, well, more than that, probably like 15 years or so. The actual event, I can almost tell you, this is the 12th anniversary. Okay, 12th anniversary. So if you go back to 2001, it'd be 1991. So 1990 it would have started, right? If you go back 12 years, or 1989. Right, go back 12 years from 2001.
Yeah.
Would have been 1989 it would have started. Yeah. So, I will point out, we were very lucky. We did this many years, and many years we were successful in being called. Here's a Bobby Hull's autograph. And Bobby Hull, just a fantastic, fantastic person. He would sign autographs for anybody. And I remember when I was about 11... I went to Maple Leaf Gardens, and he signed my autograph there. And so when he came here and signed for my son, it was really nice that he had that kind of link. But he would sign autographs for anybody, just a great, great player. There's Daryl Sittler. There's his autograph there. He was also here at these events. So, yeah, so just fantastic. Any other questions you have on that?
So many.
Oh, yeah.
I am tentative just because of time. For you, what do you think, whether it's for you or for some, which do you think was like the most impactful getting to meet? Which player had the most impact coming into this area for either you or your son personally?
There's so many I could say, but I think maybe the most impactful would be Bobby Hull because he was the honorary coach. So I met him before the game, talked to him. He was signing autographs and such. And I made a bit of an impression upon him. I was wearing a Winnipeg shirt, and he signed it for me. So when he started the actual game, he pointed to me. He pointed to me in the audience and said, there's great people here who support teams like that guy over there with a Winnipeg jersey on. Stand up. I stood up with a Winnipeg jersey on. And I thought that was really neat that he actually asked me to stand up in front of the whole crowd.
Absolutely.
So that was like, wow, that was... From Bobby Hull, like amazing legend,
Absolutely.
And he also played his junior career here too. Bobby Hull did.
Yeah.
So that was most impactful. Just a second one, very quickly. Dale Hawerchuk, great, nice guy, also Winnipeg player. He was here. So when I got called to go to the autographs in the dressing room, I had brought my autograph book from years ago, and I was showing for Hawerchuk and Mark Mueller, I was showing them my autographs of Gordie Howe and, Paul Henderson and all these autographs, and they were so amazed. They were, these are my hockey stars. They were amazed at what I had.
Wow.
Yeah, I had Tim Horton's autograph, and I was showing them my autograph book, and they were so like, oh, wow, wow, wow.
That's awesome.
So that was kind of fun, too, you know?
For sure.
Because you could relate to them just as, like, fellow hockey lovers. Yeah.
No, absolutely. Okay. Let's talk about this one next.
Okay, let's still do really quick. This one here, back in 2002, the Buffalo Sabres alumni did a game here, and the money, I believe, went to 911, because that had just happened the year before.
Yeah.
So it went to, you know, supporting people that had been affected by that. And it was a really good game. Same kind of thing where it was, I think, you know, Buffalo Sabre stars playing. And here's a poster of the event with Gilbert Perreault having signed it. And then other players were also there, and there's a player that signed it as well.
Wow.
So I thought that was kind of nice that the Buffalo Sabres alumni, you know, came here,
absolutely,
did that event in support of 9/11.
Yeah.
So I thought that was very nice. And we're lucky we're close to Buffalo. We can go see their games. But now that the Ice Dogs are here, right, it's just so much more convenient to go here.
Absolutely.
But I always enjoyed going there when I went there.
Yeah, for sure.
Any questions on that?
Again, lots, but we are getting a little tight for time.
Last one.
Okay.
Okay, so this here. So I was here 1999 with my son and a neighbor. His name is Chuck Davies, and his son, Michael Davies. So we're sitting in the crowd watching the Falcons, and it was announced that Walter Gretzky is in the audience, and he's signing pictures for charity. So, you know, my friend Chuck went and got it signed. It was $10. And he said, well, why don't you get one signed? I said, well, I don't have the money. I don't have it on me. You know, I bought this, I bought that. I don't have any money. So he turned around to a guy in the audience right behind us, and he asked him, he said to him, will you give that guy $10 so we can get this picture signed? Yeah. And the guy gave it to me. I said, well, I'll pay you back. Like, just give me your address, I'll pay you back. So, okay, you know, that's fine. So he gave me the $10. And I got that signed by Walter Gretzky for my son. And, you know, I think the big thing about that was, it was nice meeting Walter Gretzky, by the way.
Yeah.
But the big thing about that is, like, how, where would you think you would find an audience where someone would give you $10?
Exactly.
You know, because the guy hasn't got $10. Give him $10. Just thinking it's signed, he'll give me $10 back, right? I thought, he didn't even know me.
Yeah.
The guy didn't even know me. So he gave me the $10. And then I gave it back to him. I actually, you know, went back to his residence and gave him the $10 back. I thought that was really, that speaks very well of people here, I think, that they're so generous they would do that.
Absolutely. I think it definitely speaks to the community of St. Catharines and just how, especially in this arena, to be at like a hockey game.
Yeah.
There's like a common love.
Yeah.
And I mean, Walter Gretzky, he's such an icon in hockey in general, but especially in Canada, in Ontario.
Yeah.
So to just have that kind of spirit to be like, oh, well, of course I'm going to help out. That's amazing.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was nice of Chuck, too. Like, you know, he could have just said, okay, well, Dan, you know, okay, you don't have the money, that's fine. I don't have it either, it's okay. But he actually took that next step and asked somebody to do it for me.
Yeah.
Which I would never do. I would never, I don't even know the person, right?
Yeah.
But he felt so strongly about it, he wanted to do it. So I thought it was nice of Chuck. It was nice of the person that gave me the money. So, and that's why I have this now.
No, for sure. That is amazing.